was indeed nice getting those two phone calls from you last week. Spread my legs real wide and get down and bite on my nub and suck on it. You're going to have a huge phone bill.
Alone with you inside my mind.
Open it straight up. Squeeze it out. Squeeze it out, girl. Just like that.
And in my dreams, I've kissed your lips a thousand times. Sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello.
You're a black fucking slut, suck it.
Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted. And my arms are open wide. Cause you know just what to say. And you know just what to do. And I want to tell you so much. I love you.
You don't like it in the mouth, do you?
No.
Like it up your nose?
Oh, yeah. I want it up my nose. Good.
Yeah, take it up your nose.
Oh, fuck me up my nose.
You like it, huh?
I love to see the sunlight in your hair.
My purse got stolen and you couldn't even be nice about that.
And tell you time and time again.
Stuff the fucking shit box.
How much I care.
I did 9 guys in Brazil.
Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow.
You do what I say without question.
Hello!
Oh, yes. Fuck me like a ditch pig whore.
I've just got to let you know.
Shit, you have.
Cause I wonder where you are.
I swallow.
And I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely? Or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart. For I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying,
but I poop from there.
I love you.
A heart surgeon. I met him in New Orleans, and he gave me $250 to shit. And he was on his knees. I was standing on the toilet, squatting down.
I'm gonna stuff my fucking whore holes. Yeah, fucking thrilling.
Grandpa needs a teen boy to fuck my tight old ass rawr. Make Grandpa bleed.
Oh yeah, fucking
clit. Oh yeah.
Ooh. One more time.
Oh, my ass is like all falling out.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boo-boo!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is it?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Hey guys, welcome to Distorted View Daily. My name is Tim Henson. It is a glorious Wednesday. Have a fantastic program for you. Some great news for you girls out there looking to make a few dollars. You know, it's still tough out there. The economy is on shaky grounds. I'm happy to do anything I can to help you out. And I've got a job opportunity, a money-making venture, really. If you live in the New York area and are willing to part with your used tampons, you can make some quick cash. And really, I don't think you need the tampons after you use them. You're just going to flush them down the toilet or whatever you girls do with those things. According to Craigslist, specifically a personal ad I ran across, the headline reading, "I seek a hot used 45 from Nassau. I seek a hot used tampon. I prefer them just removed." You know, he wants them fresh, so they're nice and juicy, hot and wet with your sweet fluids. "I'm serious and willing to pay $20 per tampon, $40 if I can watch you remove it. White girls only, please." You know, that's racist. I guarantee you, if we blindfolded this guy and I popped out two tampons, one from a white girl, one from a black girl, you wouldn't be able to taste the difference. We really should set that up. It's the Menstrual Blood Taste Test Challenge, sponsored by Distorted View and Old Spice. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Is that their little jingle? All right, listen, a couple clips I wanted to share with you before we get into the news today. Here is a black person. I don't know why it's necessary I say that he's black. I guess it really doesn't matter. But he's on drugs. He's obviously on drugs because he's acting crazy, he's naked, and his guts are spilling out of his stomach. And he doesn't seem to mind. Why don't we just give all accident victims PCP? Because they won't feel a thing. You know, if you crack your head in half, if your face is split open and your brain is hanging out, I'm guessing that's pretty painful. And before they rush you to the hospital, you gotta get in that bambulance, as the blacks call it. And, why not pump them full of drugs? All right, so here is the black guy freaking out. Actually, he's not freaking out. His neighbors are freaking out. It's not every day you see intestines hanging out of someone who is still upright.
Yes, still hanging out. Look. His gut's hanging out. Fuck! Your gut's hanging out, baby.
I don't give a fuck.
Baby. Baby, your gut's hanging out.
Call the police. Call the ambulance. Call the ambulance.
The man's down.
Clear. He's going to get his ass locked up who stabbed that mother. He shouldn't have fucking stabbed them, bitch.
It's true.
Don't worry, he gonna get his. I got him on camera, okay?
They stabbed me. He's finally acknowledging that he was in fact stabbed.
Lay down on the ground. Yeah, he stabbed you. Lay down on the ground, sweetie. I'm gonna fuck
you.
You know who he is?
I don't know.
He stabbed him, man. I'm gonna fuck. I was the man.
Who stabbed him?
Him, that dude in the green. The dude in the green right there, please.
Damn. Who stabbed me?
Yeah, in the green, man.
Wow.
Oh my god. I'm gonna kill everybody around me.
No, don't. Just kill the guy who stabbed you. Start with him.
Whoa.
Hey!
The pain is finally setting in, and there's a pool of blood. He's still standing up.
He's about to die, man. This is some fucking crazy shit.
Well, now that is not helpful. Don't say that to someone who's been stabbed.
You about to die, man. This is some fucking crazy shit.
That's not helpful at all. Ooh, you look like you're gonna die, nigga. I don't know what the right thing to do is. I mean, if you have your intestines or what your guts basically hanging out of your stomach, do you try to push them back in? Do you just hold them? I'd be afraid that dust and stuff would get on it. Dirt flying up, you know, I don't know. I want to keep that clean.
Motherfucker stand me.
I hope they get his fucking ass.
Motherfucker stand me. The dying god of the world. Motherfucker stand me.
Where is the ambulance? They're like, we're not going to that neighborhood. No way. We'd rather deal with a 90-year-old who had a heart attack. A 90-year-old white woman who had a heart attack. All right, pretty gruesome stuff. Guts hanging out. Speaking of gruesome, here is some brand new puke porn for your Wednesday. Of course, it's Japanese. So this girl is puking in another dude's mouth, and I don't think he likes it. Oh. He's drowning in puke. You can hear him gasping for air and coughing. Let's hear that again. Oh, God. What are these little Japanese girls eating? It's like a nonstop stream of chunky clam chowder. Oh, God. I mean, they don't even struggle to puke. They just open their mouth and it just sort of falls out. I mean, when I have to puke, it's quite a scene. like my throat is sore, a lot of dry heaving, trying to work that puke up my throat and out. These girls have no, oh God, it's so vile. More. Oh, and he's chewing it now. Here she goes. She's getting in the position. She's licking it all off of his face. I've got to post this on our subreddit at distortedview.reddit.com. All right, let me fast forward, because this goes on for quite a while here. Looks like the puke portion of the sex, I guess that's just foreplay for them, is over with, because now they're getting down to having sex here. He's on a leather couch, and she's, like, scooping up the puke from the couch and spreading it on his naked body. She had noodles, of course. I love that they have to blur out the pussy and the cock. You just it was like 5 minutes of puking into someone's mouth and gagging on it and eating it and spreading it all over their body. At least vaginas are normal. And dare I say, less obscene than seeing a dude drown in another woman's vomit. All right, so there you go. Some puke porn for your Wednesday. Moving on. You want to hear what it sounds like when two girls arm wrestle? I don't know. Apparently these are champions or something. I didn't know this was a real sport. Listen to these broads carry on. It's embarrassing. One of them won. Meanwhile, the world continues not to give a fuck. Ladies, why don't you get back to vacuuming? You can work your arm muscles. Moving that vacuum back and forth. Strap some arm weights to you. You'll be fine. All right, listen. Remember a couple weeks ago I played audio of what it sounds like to be schizophrenic? Well, there's another hospital that has created an entire video. Kind of like a day in the life of a schizophrenic. It's a first-person perspective, so you see this person wake... You don't see him, but this person wakes up, he goes into the kitchen, and immediately the voices start. He's got the television on, so there's a news reporter.
ATM machine.
Make a list. Make a longer list.
Enter the store, ask
you are ungrateful.
You're a waste of space. A waste of our time. Getting coffee now.
Don't drink it. Stupid. So stupid.
That smells awful. Don't drink that coffee.
All right, here's the thing. If this is really what schizophrenia is like, it doesn't seem that bad. Because I don't like to be around people to begin with, right? So if I don't have to interact with people, but still people are kind of talking to me in my own mind, that seems like a perfect scenario.
We're told the man he had called police. The pair took
right, now he's walking towards the television.
Why are you so worthless?
So, Sky, tell us how this weekend's weather.
Weather. Something wrong.
You know what, Chuck? There's just no stopping the weekend weather. You hear that, worthless? Weather's coming to get
something
you.
Something wrong.
But how cool would that be? It's like the weatherman's talking directly at me.
Weather.
And hey, what are you going to do about it, huh?
Something wrong.
You have to stop it.
You're just going
to
sit around with your stupid mouth open and do nothing?
You have to stop it.
Goddamn mouth breather. Oh, no, someone's at the door.
He has to answer the door.
It's here for us. Do something. Stay in.
Pizza.
Stay away from the door.
Stop the weather. Protect us.
Pizza.
Stop the weather.
You didn't order anything. No.
Don't answer.
You're stupid to open that door.
He has to open the door now.
You're gonna die, pizza delivery man.
Here you go.
Don't do it.
You'll be in trouble.
Poison.
This is for you.
This is for you.
He's working with them. He's part of the plot.
Okay, you get the idea. So stupid. Do any of you listeners out there have schizophrenia? Is that what this sounds like? Because honestly, it doesn't seem that bad. All right, finally, before we get out of here, a school bus driver called the cops because his students, the kids on the bus, were out of control. One of the kids pulled out his cell phone and started taping, like video recording. Let's take a listen here. Now, you tell me, is this bad enough to call the cops?
You, I'm getting in the other way. I'm like, yo, man.
So, you know, it doesn't sound that... I mean, when I was a kid and I rode the school bus, we were that loud. It's not a big deal.
You, I'm getting in the other way. I'm like, yo, man, shut the fuck up, man.
Watch your mouth.
Very fucking pain.
No, watch your mouth.
That's the bus driver, by the way.
Yo, watch this thing of fucking mouth.
The kids are a little out of control here. There's the black kid, obviously. You can just tell he's black. Saying the F word. Meanwhile, I think there's a white kid going, "It's my birthday! It's my birthday!" Oh, hopped up on sugar, or he's schizophrenic. Whoa, that escalated quickly. So I guess now they have old women sitting on the bus to help the bus driver keep everything under control. And that woman lost her shit when the little black kid put his hands on her.
No, no, no. Get your hands off me.
Get your hands off me.
Get your hands off me.
Get your hands off me. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Why the hell would I touch you?
Why the hell
would I touch you, fucking bitch? I didn't touch you at all. Why the hell would I touch you? Exactly.
Well, you know, we do have video footage of this black kid touching the woman.
Yeah, bitch.
All right, you get the idea. This goes on for 15 minutes. The bus driver calls the cops. The cops come, and then all the kids have to get out of the bus, and I guess they're interrogated or something. I don't know. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Talk to you for just a moment about the Distorted View online store. We still have t-shirts available, and in some sizes we still have Satan Away shirts. We also have Bristol 7 shirts. They're on sale right now, $5 off. So for a Bristol 7 shirt, it's only $15. Brand new Distorted View t-shirts and a very cool military green with a black and white logo. If you like the Distorted View logo, or if you don't want to rock, you know, the tranny on your apparel. We've got that new Distorted View Evil Grin logo t-shirt. That's very cool. I was just wearing mine yesterday. Got a lot of compliments on that. Mainly it was people going, what the hell's that? What's that face on your chest? But a lot of great stuff over there at Jagu.net. We also have value mugs, value cups, value pens, a lot of inexpensive stuff. So if you don't have a lot of money, you can still rock your DV merch. And I know a lot of people hate and cringe when I say merch, but that's what people say. It's merchandise. It's shorthand. Go to Jagu.net right now. There's also a link, of course, on our website, distortedview.com. While you're at it, sign up for the sideshow. It's very inexpensive. Support the program. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, all that sort of good stuff. Yesterday, we did over 20 minutes of bonus material. Tomorrow, I've got an exclusive show. It's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideShow.com. All right, three quick stories. First up, I feel like this goes without saying, but don't stick your dick in a hornet's nest. Bad things will come. Only bad things can come of it. Yes, a man so bloated that his body was mistaken for a whale carcass. What? A man so bloated. Is this real life? A man so bloated that his body was mistaken for a whale carcass was stung to death by hornets after apparently trying to have sex with their nests. Bees don't like to be raped. That's what you should take away from this news story. The 35-year-old, known only as Hase, was found unconscious after his reportedly stinging sex session. the apparently misguided man, who doesn't know not to fucking stick your dick in a hornet's nest? The apparently misguided man died an hour after he was located on his farm in Sweden. Oh, Sweden. A neighbor said he looked like a beached whale due to the inflammation caused by the stings. Following an autopsy that revealed Hasse had 146 stings on his body, 54 of those on his genitals alone, authorities came to the conclusion he tried to have sex with the hornet's nest. Police are said to have found semen, so he completed, and the deceased man's pubic hair on a few of the dead insects, and I'm sorry, this is retarded, and at the opening of the nest. So he was able to blow his load, and then, unfortunately, he died. At least the hornets had the common decency to let him finish. Unsurprisingly, the reports of the unfortunate event did not go down well with animal rights campaigners who expressed concern for the hornets. The guy is dead! The hornets won! They're able to fend for themselves, I'd say. All right, there you go. Fucking animal rights activists. They're concerned about the hornets. Good Christ. PETA wants to provide counselors to the hornets. You know, they've been through a traumatic situation. They've been raped. They might have to work through some issues. All right, second story we have for you today. A Chinese student decided to declare his love for a girl by sending her a bottle of his sperm. Romantic. In a scene reminiscent of the hit movie There's Something About Mary. I don't recall that scene. Yeah, I mean, there was cum involved. But, I mean, this guy wasn't giving it to her, professing his love. All right, he was arrested after she mistook the gift for moisturizer. Okay, now we're hitting a little closer to some. There's Something About Mary. She applied to her face and promptly called the police, I'm guessing after she got a whiff of it. You can't mistake that smell. According to a report in The Sun, Gao Wen, 22, apologized and was forced to pay the teenage girl £200 in compensation. The quote-unquote victim of his affections, Zhang Lin, 19, had rubbed half the fluid onto her face before she asked her flatmate why it smelled so strange. Wen, from Chongqing in China, said, "I love her so much, but she didn't know it, and I didn't know how to tell her. So naturally, send your fucking cum. So I did that thinking it was the ultimate way to show love. Now I know I was wrong, but I will find another way." Just, you know what? It's not meant to be. I don't think she wants anything to do with you. You blew your shot and your wad. In the meantime, she might be advised to avoid any surprise gifts of hair gel in the near future. It's just a bad gift. I remember when I was growing up, a girlfriend bought me this cologne. Oh, it was awful. I hated the stink of it. It was called Fahrenheit. I think Fahrenheit something, but I did not like it, did not care for it, but I had to fucking wear it every time I was around her. I should have bought a little vial and watered down some of my cum and presented that to her as a special present, gift of my affection, right? You spray this on your neck. Why does it smell like bleach and feet? I don't know why my cum smells like feet. I think there's something wrong. I have cheesy cum. That's not true. My cum smells fantastic. Final story we have for you today. You know, I read that Craigslist ad at the beginning of the show. There are some things that you should just not advertise or try to sell on Craigslist. Yeah, I mean, if you want to suck on tampons, that's one thing. That's why Craigslist exists. But you can't get rid of your children on Craigslist. The story comes from Houston. A 29-year-old mother who suffers from depression and anxiety says she placed a public ad offering to give her 3-year-old son up for adoption because she was off her meds. Sounds like her problem, not the kids. Stephanie Christine Reedus was charged with advertising for placement of a child, a misdemeanor. Is that all? You want to get rid of your kids. You're willing to sell your child for cash. It should be more than a misdemeanor. Police ran across a Craigslist ad seeking a good home for a 3-year-old. The posting read, "Hi, I'm trying to adopt out my 3-year-old son. I'm not in a good place in my life and I don't feel like I could care for him properly, but I don't know where to start. If you or know anyone who is interested in caring for him, please let me know. I'm a single mom and I can't do this. Thanks." Signed, Desperate. P.S. I'd also be willing to sell my used tampons for $20 a pop. Oh, I think we found a match here. All right, listen, you know, this woman, it just sounds sick. You know, it doesn't sound like she's a bad mother, but I mean, it doesn't sound like she's, you know, neglecting this kid. She just realizes that she can't take care of him. I wish more parents would be like this. You know what? We made a huge mistake. This whole parenting thing, we thought it was a good idea, but we can't give this kid a good home. And then you give it to some fucking, you know, faggot couple who wants a kid. Boom. Problem solved. And bonus, everyone's white. You know, they adopt a black kid or something. All right, where are we at here? Craigslist was served a grand jury subpoena ordering the release of the person's profile responsible for the posting. That profile was matched to Rita's. During a recorded interview on May 9th, Rita's admitted to placing the ad, but said she never intended to give up her child. It was just a goof. The mom said she only spoke to one person and asked if they had any additional children and requested to see pictures of their home. Well, it sounds like, you know, things were moving along in that direction. Rita said she's pregnant and has not been able to take her medication to combat her depression and anxiety. The ad, she said, was just a way to help with her anxiety. Neighbors were used to seeing the little boy playing with his toy cars and chickens. What? Outside his mom's home. I see the little boy over there playing in the swimming pool a couple of times and running around in his birthday suit, said John Kirby. They were shocked to learn what his mom was accused of doing. Blessings from God are always a privilege not to be put on Craigslist, said Peg. Oh, God. Peg Kirby. Honey, I think you need to talk to the Lord before making a decision like that. Yeah, well, maybe God told her to put it on fucking Craigslist. What then? What would you say then? You know, I think you need to talk to the Lord. Okay, God said do it. Well, that wasn't God, that's your sickness. So, as long as God is thinking the same way you think, then everything's A-okay. You fucking hypocrite asshole bitch. Cunt! I don't know. Redis's bail or whatever was set at $1,000. Her son is now in the care of his father. Well, there, I guess, you know, it's a win-win. A woman doesn't have to take care of the kid. She simply got a misdemeanor, which is just like a slap on the wrist. I love when these news stories have a happy ending. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news. Yeah, for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I hope everything's sounding okay. I mean, in my headphones, or when I play stuff back, it sounds tinny today. I was fucking around with my mixer, and I think I messed something up. So then I created a workaround, and I don't know if it sounds right. So I apologize if I sound a little off today or if the audio is a little messed up, but whatever. All right. Yes, caller.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo, Sideshow Freak Haley's Comet calling up with a quick joke for you.
Oh, no.
How many friend-zoned guys does it take to change a light bulb?
I really hate that term, friend-zone. Like, what is that from? Where did that come from? Is it from a dating website? Like, I know what friend zone is. Like, you're put in the friend zone. You know what I mean? Like, but where is that originally? Is that a Match.com thing or an OkCupid thing? Where did that come from? I'm curious. I don't like it.
Answer: they can't, but they'll stand around, compliment the light bulb, and then bitch to each other when it doesn't screw.
Ah, very good.
Hey, Tim. This is a longtime listener, Puke.
Have I ever been put in the friend zone? I've gone after people I've enjoyed company with or fucking. Sometimes it takes a lot of work. I've put in a lot of work to get someone to like me. But I usually win them over. You know what I mean? I don't think I've ever really been put in the friend zone. I think I... Yeah, despite the fact that I'm a hideous freak and a monster of a human being, with low self-esteem and other issues, I think I pretty much know. I don't take much shit. Like, if I realize someone's not into me, I don't want to be their friend. Look, I want to fuck you. I don't want to talk to you. You know? Come on. So I know when to quit. I don't pine after people for a long time. Please. It's one thing to try to make someone like you, but if it's not going to happen, why bother, right?
Hey, queer. This is Sam from Maryland calling. How you doing, Demi Boo?
I'm okay.
Question for you. I'm calling you out. I was just listening to an episode from November 2011 where you were losing your shit at, because you were pissed off that people thought they knew more bizarre sex terms than you.
Yeah.
All right, pop quiz. You got 5 seconds. What's a lucky Pierre?
Well, first of all... one banana, two banana. I'm not going to let... I know this. First of all, it's not really a bizarre sex term, I don't think. Because it's not a strange sex act. That's what I consider to be a bizarre sex term. But a Lucky Pierre is like when you have a bunch of guys or people having sex, and the person who's in the middle is considered to be the Lucky Pierre, right? I don't know why. I guess he's lucky because he's getting it and... from both ends? I don't know. But I believe that's what a Lucky Pierre is. All right. Let's move on. I think I missed a voicemail. What is this douche?
Hey, Tim. This is a longtime listener, Puke. I know I haven't been around in a while. But,
oh, Puke.
You know, I've still been listening 8 years now. Woo!
Good
my
boy.
My brain is completely destroyed. I'm just calling to say that I have my own podcast now. Me and some friends tell stories, talk about news. Complain about shit, pukeandthegang.com.
I'm
sure you probably don't care and will just make fun of this. And, you know, I thought I'd give it a try. I'm going to kill myself later on tonight anyway. So
don't do that.
Look forward to hearing nothing from you in the future.
That was awful. That doesn't even deserve a train wreck. You deserve to shoot yourself. If you do kill yourself, do it as a special podcast and have someone post it. It'll get tons of hits. You gotta know what your audience wants and what makes a good show. That's a little tip. That's a podcasting tip from your friend Tim. And suicide, on-air suicides, right up there. Very top list. Yes, caller? This is a five-minute phone call. I'm guessing he butt-dialed me. Let me fast forward to the two-minute mark here. Yeah, there's just... Oh. What the hell's going on? Playing some music. Okay. Very good. Thank you for that.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak. Pickup here. I was wondering, are there still those, like, sites that just collect podcasts? Like, not iTunes or, you know, really big sites. One of those tiny little ones that you guys used to be on. Because... you have like a billion listeners, you could just take one of those over, just be number one there forever.
Yeah.
Anyways, keep it
there's
sick.
Just so many. You know, what's the one that Stitcher is one we're on, right? And there's a bunch of other ones. Basically, because, you know, the way the podcasts work, you could get a RSS, you know, every podcast has an RSS feed, which is easily accessible, right? So any company and can just take that RSS feed and grab all the shows and put it on their service, you know? And that's just how it works. So there's tons. I don't even know where we're at. You know what I mean? It's bizarre.
Hey, Tim, I was just listening to the 4:30 show, and you were talking about some firm who was making women's underwear for men.
Yeah.
And you thought, wow, this can't be the first group of people who thought of that. You're right. There's actually a company that's been around for at least 20 years that's been doing, you know, women's underwear made for men for a long time. I don't know if it's been the whole 20 years or not, but yeah, they're out there, man. All right, have a good one.
How do you know this?
Good shows. Morning Sickness is the bomb. Peace.
Yeah, Morning Sickness will return as soon as I'm unbanned from YouTube. I think that's next week sometime, right? Probably, I think I get unbanned on Monday, so probably Tuesday the show will return, I'm guessing. I don't know. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOD-IT-YOU-KNOW-GOD.
Get your hands off me!
Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes, and I will see you back tomorrow if... you are Sideshow Freaks. You got to sign up and become a member. You'll get that exclusive program. And then on Friday, I will return to end the week. How about that? Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Nicky, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your lips just hypnotize me, and I just love your saucy ways. Guess that's why they lapse and you're in May. Come on. work it out.